Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halali Show Season 4, Mix Number
8.
Hey, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah, 2023.
Thank you.
Have you been writing your dates correctly on your school papers?
Or we don't have to. You know what? It's so weird. We don't even have to write our names. Like, it's not advisable to write your name.
Really?
It's so weird.
Wow. Well, Happy New Year to everyone. Welcome to the Halali Show. If it's your first time here, Happy New Year to you, new Lecha fan.
Hello there. So welcome to the podcast. This is where we talk about random shit that's happening on the internet and probably trending back in the Philippines.
Yeah. And also we're going to talk about onions that are super expensive.
Pagkano na ba? 700
ba? I don't know. Mahal na. We'll talk about all the stuff, the trending topics or the TTs that we do on the show in a bit. But we also talk about our lives called Where You Been. And that's pretty much the format of the show. We haven't changed formats, you know, we stick with what's working.
If it ain't broke, right?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it till the wheels fall off, as they say. But that's Rika G all the way recording in the United Kingdom.
Oh my gosh, I have been practicing my British accent.
Okay.
And sometimes it just comes out. Sometimes
really?
It just comes out. I can't force it. But I don't talk to people in a British accent. I talk to myself in a British accent, but out loud.
Nice. I know. Practice makes perfect. But let's talk about what the TTs are for today. So we did mention the onion prices here in the Philippines where I am recording. It's pretty crazy. Everyone is kind of shocked at the price. There's a Times article that says onions now more expensive than meat, which is a crazy headline.
It's crazy.
So we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about influencer / YouTuber / actress / rapper Donna Lynn Bartolome. We've talked about her many times on this podcast about things.
Oh yeah,
we've done
that are abrasive.
Abrasive. You know, last time I remember the last time was that Canto birthday party.
Right? And then she also had like the baby photo shoot.
Yeah. I remember that
one. Dude. She's just been all over the place.
So another issue arose regarding a return to work post we'll cover that about her post.
I know. It has,
regarding
a lot of layers.
A lot of layers, yeah. Like onions, which are expensive.
Yeah.
We'll also talk about a TikTok video of a Singapore teen who she said she received a Charles and Keith bag, and she said like she was so happy about it. Her dad gifted her her first luxury bag, and then people in the comment section, as is the case with most social media, were brutal, saying Charles and Keith,
that's not
luxury. Who's gonna tell her? And the aftermath of that, and people, but you know, I guess it was a kind of a happy ending for the. For the TikToker girl. And then the Golden Globes.
Yes. So we're going to talk about the Golden Globes, some of the winners, some of the key moments that happened and what made you cry. Because for me, that's a lot.
A lot.
It's too much. It's a
lot. There are timestamps if you want to jump straight to the TTs, but we're going to do Where You Been. So we'll talk about it. We've been gone for about 2 weeks or so now. So we haven't talked about our new year or any stuff that happened in between. Do you want to go first or I'll go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Cool. Where you been, Rika G?
Well, let me start with the new year. Honestly, it's kind of uneventful. We were planning to go to London and like go to what do you call that? The London Eye. That's where they do the whole thing, right?
I think so.
Well, fireworks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I've always just been I've always just watched it on the TV screen, obviously, because like back in the Philippines, diba parang on CNN, they show like different places where they have the
ball the drop, fireworks, the countdown,
the ball drop. They showed Dubai, like Burj Khalifa, everything. I think I know. And we were thinking about, oh, maybe we should see like the London Eye on New Year. But we were thinking because of all the train strikes and how crazy it's going to be and how cold and wet it's going to be. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's cute for me. So we decided to just stay. But we did, Ryan and I, we went to do our New Year's Eve climb. So we went bouldering. I know, I'm into bouldering now. it's fun. Mm-hmm. So it's different with wall climbing because it's like you don't have a harness and you don't really need like a belayer, you know, you don't need another person there like guiding you. You can like jump off from the wall if you can't handle it anymore. But you know who can't handle things? My knees. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
If you jump off from like just like a little bit higher from the wall, you know, my knees is gonna, they're just gonna be, you know, they're not gonna be okay. So I just decide to climb down instead of the cool way of jumping down from the wall.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have been feeling a lot of ailments lately. I don't know why. Not because I'm turning 30. And you know what? I do remember us talking about like turning 30 and shit like that.
Oh,
like
you mean 2 years ago for me? When I'm 32? Is that what you're talking about?
I know. But I do remember like kind of like disagreeing with you about it. You know what? I don't think I'm going to be sentimental about it, blah, blah, blah. And now I'm eating my words, man.
Welcome to the club, friend.
Anyway, we're gonna tackle that when I do there. Turn 30 next month. Yeah, when you get there. But
what level of bouldering are you? V what? V3? V4?
I, you know what? Feeling ko kaya hanggang V3, V4. Probably no, not even. Mayroon bang minus V?
I don't know. Dude, V8s and 9s are crazy. I watch YouTube videos sometimes. I don't know why. Yeah, like, I watch their like bouldering videos. Damn, it's crazy. They're using
but
finger
it is fun.
Pinkies to hang on
yeah,
to
dude.
The wall.
What yeah, the dude. Fuck? Like they finger the wall.
They finger
dude.
The wall, man. Galing nila mag-finger.
But dude, sobrang galing talaga ng ibang tao. It really takes a lot of patience. And there are like muscles in your body that you will feel that you don't know that were there before. Mm-hmm. Because you need to like activate everything in some of the problems. Which actually, that's one of the things that I like about bouldering. And I'm glad that Ryan got me into it. Mm-hmm. They call it like plastic problems. So it's kind of like you're solving a problem. How to get up there and how to reach the top. And it takes patience. It takes, you know, like doing it over and over again. And it's really fun. It makes me calm too. It gives me a sense of calm when you're up there and all you have to think about is the next step or how you're going to solve the problem.
You have massive forearms already? I'm going to wait until you have massive forearms.
Nah, man. Not yet. Can you imagine if like the rest of my body is just thin? I have to have like massive forearms.
Yeah, like veiny forearms, and then you win all the arm wrestling competitions too.
Oh my God. But yeah, it was really fun. That's what we did for New Year's Eve. But I did cook up something and then we had like a quick salo-salo with other Filipinos in the area, in like the apartment complex. And then, hindi ko na-realize, because I thought I wasn't going to be seeing fireworks, but a lot of people in the apartment complex bought fireworks and lit them up like right in front of us, which kind of gave me a little, it kind of made me nervous because it was so near us. But
so it's
I
legal
know,
there. Fireworks actually, are legal there. What kind of fireworks do they have there?
As in yung normal, like the things that they have. Pero hindi lang yung mga ano, goodbye Philippines, super lolo, ganun. Five star. You know what? Yung mga ganun, it baffles me because it's just one big explosion. Right. Wala man lang siyang, like it doesn't have, wala man lang siyang ilaw, it doesn't have an entertaining value. Wala entertainment value. Like wala talaga. Like isang boom, ganun lang. Damn. What do you want? You know, alam mo yung feeling ko magugulat lang yung bad spirits tapos babalik sila, ganun. Kasi yung super lolo, pag sumabog, diba, boom, ganun lang.
True.
Tapos yung mga spirits, okay, balik na. You know, balik na with haunting people, But anyway, there were fireworks. It was really nice. And then back to work, man. Back to work. This week, actually, I was really, really busy. And I'm thankful that, you know, we decided to take a break because it's my deadline week for my requirements, you know, for all my essays and all my projects for the first term. And then I realized also this week that, you know what, I have been going through this process, this whole master's thing. I went through a whole application process and I didn't even celebrate it. Like in my head, I kind of just went go, 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 go. And I never really took time out of that to celebrate what I've achieved. And it's like one of the things that I realized after the new year that I kind of want to celebrate even the little things. That's what I'm trying to do. And I'm trying to celebrate it also within myself and not just online. You know, I did delete TikTok on my phone. I don't have I deactivated my Instagram, which by the way, I might activate again. Okay. But it's kind of just like a reset. Kind of like just a reset, you know what I mean?
Like a detox.
No, but I don't want to be that bitch.
I was joking with Rika earlier before we started recording. 1 month without TikTok? What do you do on your phone, man?
Dude, they post TikToks everywhere now. It's, yeah, you know, actually, TikTok videos are on Facebook, on YouTube.
Twitter. I was telling Rika, Twitter is like the hot spot again.
I know. I mean, thank you, Elon Musk.
I mean, I don't even know. Like, thank you, Elon Musk. I don't know if it's bad what he's doing with Twitter right now, but Twitter is more fun since he bought it. So.
I mean... But I feel like it's inevitable if you do have, you know, like a video component in a social media app. Obviously, that's what's working right now. Because YouTube Shorts, Facebook yeah. Stories, Instagram Stories, that's how it works. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've been thinking about that. I want to celebrate the little things, kind of like reward myself of like finishing a requirement, passing my projects, even just the little things, which feeling for the past year, I've achieved a lot, but I never really took time to celebrate it within myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Feeling ko, alam mo, I feel like it also stemmed from like, because you know what? Growing up, it's not that we don't celebrate things. It's just that ang dami kasi namin. You know what I mean? Like we're four siblings, you know, my parents, stuff like that.
Can't relate. Only child here.
I know. But alam mo yung tipong like, when something happens to you, something is also happening with like one of your siblings or something is happening with, you know, your family. So parang hindi siya masyadong... I remember getting my job at RX and never really celebrating it. You know what I mean? I mean, like, I know you're not big on that, but like, for me, I kind of want to celebrate those little things. And I can't bring back time and I can't bring back the moment I got a job at RX and celebrate in a big way, but I want to promise myself that this year is going to be, you know, me celebrating my little progress and little wins. And
you know, I was just thinking about that, the RX thing, like, maybe I should have done more celebrating because, you know, I was looking back at all the people who left as well, like all our friends, not just the DJs, huh? Like the staff. I was sad thinking about it. I've been thinking about it for like 2 or 3 days, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone, you know, like the good times that we had, like when we went to Taiwan.
Magic yun, no good times.
No, when we went to Taiwan and we went to Baguio, that was so much fun. And it was just,
I know, and us forcing people to watch Hereditary.
Yeah, you guys, and it was, you know.
Ay, wala ka nun?
Well, hindi ako sumama. Ayaw ko manood.
Ay, hindi ko ba sumama?
Yeah, kasama mo si Alvin sa, ano, we were at the bar. Yeah. I was just thinking about, damn, those days are gone, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish sometimes that I could have stayed longer and like, or at least now that you mention it, celebrate it more. Like, hey, we're here.
You know what I mean? Like sometimes because you forget about it when you're in the moment. You know, na parang go ka lang. You're at work every single day or you're doing your work. Tapos nakakalimutan mo na, kahapon pala we finished that big project that we've been doing for 6 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, like, this also could be a reminder for you, for all of you, to celebrate your little progress. It's still progress, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I've been doing, actually, because I have a lot on my plate recently with all my requirements. I have like 9 requirements to finish, but I had a month to finish it and the whole term. What I did was so that I can track my progress and I can see that actually what I've been doing every day is enough. I went on Excel. Okay. I know, right?
Nice.
I went on Excel and they have like a template there of a progress tracker, and you can just put in your requirement or the thing that you need to do. And then they have like a, parang if you put there 40%, may kita mo na mag-fill in yung space into 40%. You know what I mean?
Like a bar?
So like a bar that goes up and up. So every day when I write, let's say an essay worth 1,500 words, right? Sometimes when you write 100 words, feeling mo you haven't done enough. But when you put it in a progress tracker, let's say 10%.
Yeah.
Makikita mo that tumataas yung bar, and you're like, you will realize that I have done enough today because it takes a lot out of me to write something. It's not something that I do every day. And if I don't see na tumataas yung bar, feeling ko ako nagawa. When in fact, may nagawa ka, you wrote 100 words. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's like a more sophisticated progress tracker out there.
Hey, Excel, man.
Dude, it works for me. It's free. It's there. It's available. Tahoma 100. Oh, you fought.
It's not Ariel. Ariel Bold.
No. Yung hindi Tahoma. Five. Ano ba yung hindi? Ano yung ano? Yung parang Times default.
New Roman? Times New Roman.
Nung Calibri. Sa akin yun yung default. Sa akin.
Nalala ko Times New Roman. That was like the OG.
Oh yeah.
Like
that
Microsoft
was the OG.
98.
Yeah, dude.
Did I tell you one time I met someone who I know I'm a hater, but yung tattoo nga, yung font Times
hindi
New Roman.
Hindi. Times New Roman.
I was like, damn, you're a savage, huh? You must really love that font because it was not cute.
Bakit na iba yung ano, yung default font sa ano, sa Word?
I don't know.
Oh gosh.
Anyway.
Unfortunate. But yeah, I suggest you guys do that if you are kind of struggling with seeing where you're at. And I mean, it's kind of give you a little bit of perspective, especially if you're still in college, if you're still in school. Sometimes you get overwhelmed with all of these requirements na parang you kind of just want to see that you are doing something. Damn, I am tapping into a totally different audience now, which is college students.
Hey.
I don't know if we usually have college students who listen to us, but hopefully that helps. You can do it with when you're at work too, you know?
True. I think we had college students, but they aged with us.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
They're in the workforce now.
But anyway, I am watching Two Broke Girls again.
That classic comedy from 10
classic.
Years ago.
I know.
Said, I've been watching old comedy.
And then I realized if I say that's old, I'm old.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, I've been watching Two Broke Girls again. I really like, you know, the comedy of all of it. What else have I been watching? I rewatched for the 100th time The Intern. I know we talked about it before.
Oh, Robert De Niro and
Anne Hathaway. Yeah, it makes me cry. It makes you cry a lot. That's one of the movies that instantly I know I'm going to cry. That and If Only. Remember that movie?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah. Jennifer Love Hewitt. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, where he dies in the end.
Uh-huh. But you don't know who's going to die.
Well, you think she's going to die and then he dies. Right?
Isn't she died first. She died first.
Yeah, she died first. But and then he dies, right?
Yeah. And then life gave them like another chance.
Yeah.
And then the guy died. I remember how I cried with that movie. Damn.
Did you like About hurts. Time? Have you watched About Time?
No. I did like it. I just felt
make
like
you cry.
It made me tear up a little bit, but I just thought that the middle part was kind of too complicated. Na nawawala yung iyak ko.
The scene, it's just for no, me, the scene when he goes to say bye to his dad, that shit was sad.
Oh, dude.
That shit was sad. But good movie.
But there we go. That's really what's been happening the past 2 weeks. We went to London for like one time. We went to Covent Garden. We were supposed to go like coffee shop hopping, but all of them are closed. What else did we do? Oh, dude, we went to the Jollibee there, right? And it's like a tiny, no, even back when we went to Covent Garden, like for a second time, we went to Jollibee. Dude, we had to wait for an hour.
Wow.
For chicken and spaghetti. Hour. As in, like, grabe, hindi na bida ang saya doon. Wala na. As in, bida ang bad trip. Di ko na, nawala yung saya ko eh.
Damn, 1 hour, yo? That's crazy.
1 hour. Dude, tapos nakikita ko sila na parang, I don't know how their system works, but I'm just gonna go on a whole like rant about Jollibee in Leicester Square. Like, because it's, you know, it's something that parang special kasi talaga na hindi lang yung Jollibee kasi dito, it's not just like here, left and right, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, we waited for an hour. I can see like little kids lining up and asking, sir, asan na po yung apple pie? Asan na po yung pizza? Mango pie ko. Tapos lahat sila, mamaya, wait lang. Ganyan. Tapos parang nakikita mo na yung mga bata na, please, I just want my peach mango pie.
Marami bang ano, non-Pinoy? I mean, I know you can't really tell.
Yeah.
Like, well, really, you know what I mean? But like, marami bang ano? I'm just gonna say, are there a lot of white people there?
Not really. A lot.
Okay.
Yeah, but there are like other, you know, other... Yeah. People there, not just other races, not just Filipinos, but it's fun because you know when you talk to the crew, they say po, I mean, or like they say too big, and you parang they don't just speak in English, so it's really fun. It gives you a taste of home.
Nice.
So it's kind of like, I guess it was like a merge of experiences sa Jollibee and MRT na parang feeling mo nag-aantay ka sa MRT back in the Philippines. Shit, sobrang tagal, 1 hour, wala pa ako sa pintuan. Ganon. So, yeah. So it was really like a full-on Pinoy experience.
Hindi ka na 1 hour. Dude, I would never.
Dude, 1 hour. Dude, sobrang... Hindi na lang ako nagalit kasi parang I paid for it with a credit card and you really can't, you don't want to go on a whole, you know, process with refund and shit. But I've seen, like, I saw people do a refund. As in, lahat sila, dude, I've been waiting for 45 minutes for one piece chicken. And wala sa yung magawa, dude.
As, 1 hour?
Hindi.
Ah, sila. Hindi.
We, okay. Yung sila, yung mga nalugin na hindi umorder ng bucket. Umorder kasi kami ng bucket.
Okay.
That bucket. Dude, tapos dinala, we took it home and we were on the train, we were on the tube. Tapos grabe, amoy na amoy yung Jollibee sa buong, sa buong area ng train. Oh my God. But yeah, what's been happening? That's it, man.
That's it.
I guess I'm gonna...
Finn. All right. I'll start with movies and stuff that I watched lately.
Okay.
So I remember we had that Christmas special where we talked about Christmas movies. So after that, I watched a new Christmas movie that came out this year. First time. It's called Violent Night. Violent Night. Starring...
oh, my God.
David Harbour from Stranger Things. If you ever watch Stranger Things, he plays Hopper.
Yes. Yeah. Hopper.
So he plays he plays a Santa Claus that has to defeat terrorists. And it's fucking awesome.
Oh my God.
It's awesome. Dude. It's
the movies that we have now. Dude, it's so 2020.
It's a mix between Die Hard and Home Alone. Like literally, it literally is. They take so much inspiration from both movies. And amazing. It's really good. There's just maybe a little lull in the middle. But overall, once the action gets going, it's just nonstop fun. There's some crazy, like brutal kills. It's good. It's funny too. Like there's, you know, it's a comedy action movie called Violent Night, and it's definitely going to make the rotation for Christmas movies for me in the future. I would highly recommend that. On Netflix, I know you watch this in theaters, but I watched it when it came out on Netflix, Matilda the Musical.
Oh, yay!
I enjoyed the song.
Special Agent John it?
No, it's on Matilda. It's on Netflix. It's on Netflix.
Netflix?
Yeah. Oh. Matilda the Musical. Mm-hmm. I love Revolting Children, like that song.
Oh yeah, dude. And that little dude.
The little dude and the chick with the red hat.
Little dude. Yeah, dude. They are so cool.
They have so much. I kept rewatching.
They have so much talent.
I kept rewatching that scene in the hallway where they're dancing. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. It's so fucking cool, man. They have so much swagger. So yeah, Matilda musical, pretty good. I mean, if you are a fan of the original, like 1997, 98 movie, I don't know if because it's really different ish. There's a lot of changes in the story, I guess. Not the main parts of the story, but like, you know, there's no brother in this one. Like there's no brother in the movie. I feel like the mom wasn't super fleshed out in this one. The dad is still like the dad. Like, see, Mr. Ano name nila? Matilda.
Wormwood?
Wormwood. Yeah, Wormwood. Like Mr. Wormwood was a little like more fleshed out here. But in the original movie, right, it was the whole family is kind of
Danny asshole. DeVito.
Danny DeVito, right? Yeah.
Oh God.
But I like Miss Trunchbull in the movie. She was great.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, see Emma Thompson. Yeah. So overall,
did you see how they? Did you see how they? What do you call it, transformed Emma Thompson?
I did not. I'm sure it took hours because that makeup is crazy.
It's crazy. And it's so seamless. It's so flawless.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say something? Actually, yeah. I've been, because I watched this one video on YouTube where I think like a professional musician or a professional singer reacted to Revolting Children. You know how like mga reaction videos.
Yeah.
So I don't think she's seen the movie or actually understood the movie and kept asking, why are they spelling the words like that? That's wrong spelling, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you don't get the movie. That's the point. They don't get an education there.
That's the point, man.
It's so funny.
Yeah. But yeah, go watch it. It's on Netflix. It should be on Netflix everywhere, I think. I'm pretty sure. Okay. So that's good. Also, another Netflix movie, Glass Onion, the Knives Out Glass Onion.
I watched that too.
You did. It's good, right? I liked it.
So good.
Did you like the first one? Did you watch the first one?
I like the first one.
I like the first one better.
Oh, really?
Are we opposite? You like the second one better?
Yeah, I like the second one better.
Okay.
I like the whole really like grand scheme of everything.
Yeah, they brought about a lot of I guess they made fun of like woke culture and influencer culture and billionaire culture, I guess, like the, you know, Edward Norton supposed to be like an Elon Musk guy type of guy. Good movie. And I think what's his name? See, Daniel Craig, really good as Benoit Blanc.
I have a question about Benoit Blanc.
Yeah.
What is that accent? I'm trying
it's
to figure
like
it out.
Southern. From the first movie, it's like a southern charm guy, wherever that may be in the U.S. But good, yeah, I really liked it. I think the suspects in this movie were because if you watch the first movie, they're all a family, right? The suspects are all a family. This there's like more of a connection between the characters versus Glass Onion, where they're friends, but they all have different personalities as well. I don't know. It's a little bit more goofy, I think. Like they make the characters more outlandish, I guess. Because in the first one, it seemed more grounded in reality, despite them
being... Yeah, because it's a family.
Yeah. But this one, they're eccentric. Like all the... Like Dave Bautista is so funny in his role. He's like an influencer guy.
On Twitch.
On Twitch. Stream live.
Problematic.
Streamer. Yeah, problematic. Kate Hudson was really great. They're all good.
Can I just say that I love Kate Hudson's like portrayal of that character? It's so, I felt like it was so real and it's so effective. Mm. Yung nairita talaga ako, like I was really annoyed with her character. Yeah. And every time like a layer is peeled, na parang, oh, this is actually her and she's racist and she's like this. It's like, oh my gosh, I keep getting annoyed every single time. It's so good.
And then Janelle Monáe was great. And and then there's twists and stuff just like the first Knives Out. And I think I would highly recommend it. But watch the first one and watch the second one, because I feel like the second one has a little, not Easter eggs, but callbacks to the first movie. But even if you don't watch the first one, I think you could still watch Glass Onion without being like confused. It'd be like nicer to watch.
Oh, yeah.
And they're both on Netflix because Netflix bought out. I watched a whole YouTube video, like a 20-minute YouTube video earlier today. The title was Why Knives Out Ruined like middle budget films or something like that. Oh my God. It was just on my recommended.
Star-studded.
No, the video actually was pretty interesting. Like he wasn't hating on Knives Out. He was just saying like nobody makes like middle budget movies anymore, meaning it's either independent small films or big Hollywood blockbusters, because studios would rather make big bucks instead of just a little bit of profit. Whereas in the 90s and the early 2000s, there were a lot of, like, you notice now there's not many romantic comedies coming out in theaters. Like they're all being like straight to streaming. And I guess that's the
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like there's not really that many of those kind of films coming out. So yeah, that's what that video was about. But speaking of Hollywood blockbusters feeding into the machine, I contributed to the number one highest grossing movie of 2022, which was Avatar: The Way of Water.
Oh, wow. You watched it. I haven't watched it.
We watched it last week in IMAX 3D, although I forgot that it was IMAX 3D because I just wanted to watch it in IMAX because I don't like 3D because it kind of makes me a little bit dizzy. But and it kind of makes the screen darker, you know, because the glasses are dark. But damn, that movie is fucking crazy, man.
I mean, it like, took them how many years?
10 years, right? But, you know, as I gave it a lot, I gave the first Avatar a lot of flack for being forgettable, because it really was.
Okay.
Like I had to, like, I rewatched the first Avatar to, so that I could go into Avatar 2 kind of being refreshed. And as I'm watching the first Avatar, I was like, dude, I don't remember anybody's names at all. And I think it still, like, kind of continues onto Avatar 2 in terms of I don't really remember a lot of the characters except for the main two, but Avatar 2 brings characters that are memorable in my opinion. Like the, so it's not a spoiler, but the synopsis of the movie is Jake Sully and Nate Thierry, the two main Avatar people, right? They have kids now. So it's like set 15 years later, they have kids and then they go and like meet like other, they stay with like a water tribe. Who are also
Avatar kids?
Like yeah, they have Avatar. Yeah, blue kids. Yeah, blue kids.
Okay.
Blue kids. They have four of them. Wait, four? Yeah, they have four kids. Three kids, and then there's four kids. And the water scenes are fucking way cooler than the forest scenes in the first movie.
Ooh.
I think James Cameron was like, yeah, the water is way cooler than the forest. And as much as I don't like the water in general, actually watching the movie reminds me of why I don't like the water, because there's so much crazy shit underneath, but the visual effects are spectacular. The fight scenes I think are super awesome. Like there's some incredible fight scenes, and the robots, dude, the robots are so cool, man. The robots that the bad guys use are, oh my God. It's like, if you ever played the game StarCraft, it's like, dude, James Cameron should make a StarCraft movie, because I think he could pull it off, because the robots in this are so, so cool.
Ooh, you know I'm a big fan of like big robots, dude, unnecessarily.
You would love it. So overall, Avatar Way of Water is so much more memorable and was more fun than the first movie. Like 100%. Ooh, okay. Because I would never really rewatch the first. I only rewatched it because I wanted to go into Avatar 2 remembering. But I have no impulse to rewatch Avatar 1 ever again. But Avatar 2, I would probably rewatch, like, you know, for fun. It's that good. I thought it was really good. Such an entertaining movie.
That's nice to know. I feel like I would want to watch it in a big screen, too.
Yes, I think it, you know, you have to watch it in, you know, some sort of, well, I guess IMAX is the way to go, but it can be expensive. So, if you just watch it on a big screen in general.
Wait, IMAX, right? They don't just do like 3D. It's a bigger screen too.
Yeah, IMAX stands for image maximize, right? So
right, yeah.
There's a lot of movies that are shown in IMAX that are not 3D. Actually, most movies shown in IMAX are not 3D. Like no one really uses 3D anymore. Like if I've noticed, a lot of movies don't get released in 3D like they used to. Because 3D was a big, because I worked in a movie theater, right? For like 5 years. There was a time when 3D movies, like they would make everything into 3D. And it was so, it was like, why?
It's not a good idea.
This does not have to be in 3D. But I see.
Yeah, the Smurfs.
The Smurfs.
In 3D.
Hey,
Shrek 3D.
They had Journey to the Center of the Earth 2 was in 3D. Journey to the with The Rock. There was one scene in that movie where The Rock was bouncing cherries off of his chest muscles. It was pretty good in 3D. I'll let you know. Like, I thought that the cherries were going to hit my face.
Well, but that's good. That's good.
Avatar 2 in 3D, I see why it was, you know, formatted for 3D. I can see the appeal. And actually, I would recommend it in 3D, but I would like to go watch it again, not in 3D, because I feel like I would enjoy it just a little bit more. But yeah, good movie, dude. Good movie. That's pretty much all the big releases and stuff that I watched since the new year. And then the last thing I'm going to talk about real quick is I started my physical therapy for my surgically repaired knee. And I had my first PT session. And it was great for the first, because it was 3 hours, dude. I didn't know it was that long. I didn't know. I mean, maybe it's shorter for some people, but I was expecting maybe an hour. I was in the.
Was there a lot of pain?
So at first it wasn't that bad. Like they put this thing on my thigh, which like electrocutes your thigh. Like it's like a soft current. It felt like a massage. So that they started me off with that. And I was like, damn, this is like fun. Like this is not so bad. And then they made me do like these little bends and stuff. And it was all good until the final like 40 minutes of the PT where they made me bend my knee. And then they're like, oh, is yun lang hanggang dyan lang ba kaya mo? Like, is that all you can push it? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, okay. And then they pushed it more, bro.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that's their job. I'm not mad at them. I'm just saying because they were measuring the flexation of my knee. They have like a protractor or whatever. What do you call it? Protractor, Bayun? The one that measures
angles. Maybe they use a protractor in physical therapy.
Yeah, wow. it's like a weird protractor looking thing that measures the angle. So they were telling me, oh, 80%, 85%. And so I got to like 85 or 86. I'm like, yeah, I can't do anymore. And they pushed it and he went to like 90. It's just four degrees, but that shit hurt so much. I wanted to cry. I teared up a little bit. It hurt, man. Maybe I'm just being a big baby about it, but it was fucking painful. The last hour was like torturous, where I feel like, fuck, I don't want to go again, but I know I have to.
You know, that's a thing with me, because I feel like they're like, it's not advisable to do that. I know it's probably part of the process, right? Mm-hmm. But it will make the person not want to come back if you put them in a lot of pain.
Well, just the last hour. I mean, the rest of it was cool, though. Like, I mean, I felt discomfort, but it wasn't painful. Just that last part, I was like, fuck, ang sakit pare. Dude, it's like, you know, I don't know. If you bend something and then it locks like where as far as you can go, or like, for example, can you do the splits? I can't.
No, I can't.
All right. So imagine doing the splits and going as far as you can, and then someone just pushing you to go further. And
they do that in gymnastics.
Gymnastics, I'm sure.
Like as a kid, as a kid. As in, it's a stretch out ka talaga nila, which is like torture.
Yeah, it felt like my knee was ripping. I was like, oh,
grabby.
But yeah, so I'll update everyone on the PT in the future. But I have to go 2 to 3 times a week for a few months, which is crazy. And I asked them, I was like, because me, I'm fun employed, right? So I have time to do this. But I was like, how do people, because they're only open Monday through Friday, office hours. So I was like, how do people who are, you know, who have regular scheduled 9 to 5 Monday through Friday jobs, how do they find the time to go 2 to 3 times a week for 2 to 3 hours? And some of them said they would get med certs and stuff. Like, damn, that's crazy. It's a huge dedication of time. And I guess that was also one of the reasons why I postponed getting it for 7 years, because I knew it would really take up a lot of time. And I guess there's no time better than now when I have nothing going on for me in life.
Yeah, it's not just like the surgery.
Yeah.
It's like after that.
Yeah. And the mental, like, and it's like the mental, like, battle too. Cause it was, especially the first 2 weeks after surgery, I was kind of second guessing my shit. Should I have done this? Should I have just lived a hobbled life for the rest of my life? That's what I was thinking. But
I mean,
I know it's going to be good. I know after 8-9 months, I'm going to be like, that was the best choice I ever did. But in the moment, it's tough, man. But yeah, that's the
PT. That's very millennial of you.
Very, very. speaking of, we will discuss millennials in our TTs today. So shall we wapow?
Wapow.
All right. Let's start with the
Golden Globes.
Golden Globes. Let's start with the Golden Globes.
Yeah, so
Golden Globes.
Yep. And this time it's in person. Mm-hmm. Well, there were people actually who were nominated who were on Zoom, I believe.
Okay.
If I remember, kita ko kasi, like some of them were on screen, but most of them were actually in the room. Mm-hmm. And so notable winners, actually, the speech that made me cry was from the best supporting actor for a motion picture, Ki Hui Kwan from Everything Everywhere All at Once, EEAO, as they say.
Great movie.
great movie. And he won, and he did deliver a very heartfelt speech. It's online, you guys. It is so good. Like, even how he received the Golden Globe, like the award, was just like, alam mo yung parang pinupunasan niya yung tears niya. Yung parang, oh my gosh, this is making me cry.
Yeah, he thanks Steven Spielberg. Because if you ever watch, he was first cast in Indiana Jones, right?
I know. Cool.
I forgot which one he was in. I've watched all of them, but I forgot the title. Mm-hmm. But he was also in Goonies, right? You might remember in Goonies. But after that, you know, if you watch the speech, he didn't really get many roles after. So the speech talks about him kind of second guessing himself, like, was that all I could do? Like, is that the, like, it, was that it for me? And it really hit home for me, at least. I guess that's why I kind of been sad the last few days. Remember, I was talking earlier during, we were talking about, I was missing the good old days of RX and whatever. And I was second guessing. I was like, was that the highlight of my career? Is that it? And I'm thinking about it now. I'm like, damn, man.
That's a scary thought.
Scary thought, really. And watching that speech was really kind of like gave me hope. Like, you know what, man? Because he was talented as a kid, and you know, someone just had to believe in him. So, you know, I guess you got to start with believing in yourself first, right? Mm-hmm. So that was really such a great speech, man. So congratulations to him. If you haven't watched Everything Everywhere All at Once, it also stars Michelle Yeoh, who also won, right? I think.
Michelle Yeoh also won, first Malaysian to win. I didn't know that she was Malaysian.
I didn't know that either.
Oh, well, there we go.
I did not know that until right now. I was pretending I knew what you're talking about. So she's Malaysian Chinese. Wow,
yeah. And did you see how Jamie Lee Curtis like reacted to her winning?
I did.
It was so cool. It's so cute.
Jamie Lee Curtis was great in that movie as well, by the way.
Oh my gosh. For best supporting actress for a motion picture, actually Angela Bassett, the mother in Wakanda Forever, won.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think well deserved. She was, I even talked about it when we did it here on the podcast. I was like, dude, she killed it.
I know.
Like, she was the best part of the movie. Like, one of the best parts of the movie. Galing nga.
Grabe. At saka, grabe how she, like, commanded the room. Mm-hmm. And even when, well, this might be a spoiler. Even when, like, you know, that thing that happened to Shuri.
Yes.
Na parang she was still the queen. Mm-hmm. She was still the mother.
Yeah.
And then, we were talking about it earlier, but the bear guy won.
The guy from The Bear. I remember recommending that show to all of you guys when I first watched it a couple months ago. His name is Jeremy Allen White. If you ever watched the show
Shameless,
he played Lip.
I love him there.
He won Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy, which I find weird because the show The Bear is not really it's got comedic elements. It's not a musical, but it's got comedic elements. But it's more of a drama, man. It's really a drama. Mm. And there's this one episode on. Have you watched it yet or no?
Not yet. I haven't, but I've watched scenes.
There's this one episode that lasts only like 20 minutes, but I think it's done in one shot.
Oh, no way.
I think nakalimutan ko. Basta I remember it starting and then it ended and I was like, that's it? It finished? Because it was so intense.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's like one of the things that's kind of holding me back uh-huh. to watching it, because I don't know if my anxiety can handle that visual, because I feel like it's the same feeling I would get when I watch
Uncut Gems. It's exactly
Uncut
like
Gems.
That.
It's like the same feeling that I would get if I watch Uncut Gems. Okay. And we were not saying it right, dude. Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems. but I don't know, but I do know that it's a really good movie and it tackles like important issues in that industry. So yeah, congratulations to Jeremy Allen White. And for the best television actress for a musical comedy series, Quinta Brunson won for Abbott Elementary. And if you guys remember her, she's actually a producer slash actress on BuzzFeed. And she's like one of the BuzzFeed producers, aside from the Try Guys, that I follow even after quitting YouTube. Quitting BuzzFeed. So I think she's really funny. And I do remember her, like, was that a year ago or maybe a couple of years ago, announcing that she was going to be in the series and watching all the scenes. I haven't watched it actually like in full, but I've been looking at scenes that has her in it. And it was just, it's so funny. It's so classic.
Yeah, you know, I never heard of the, you know, whenever the Golden Globes and the Emmys and stuff come around, I see people winning, and I've never heard of these, like, these shows.
I know. It's
like Abbott Elementary. I've never heard of it, but it's, I think it's on season two. And the best supporting actor was also won by an actor on the show, Tyler James Williams, who you might, if you ever watched Everybody Hates Chris, he was Chris, young Chris.
Oh, no way.
I was so surprised. I was like, damn, because he was great in that show and he was really funny. But I was like, damn, he won a Golden Globe. That's crazy,
man. Wow, that's amazing. Actually, you know what? Zendaya won for Euphoria.
Oh, yeah. I'm not surprised. She killed
it. I mean.
She killed it, man.
Deserved. Yeah. And one of the important things that people are talking about is Austin Butler, who won for Best Actor Motion Picture Drama. He delivered this speech in an, I believe it's an Elvis voice.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, is that his normal voice? Because I was watching interviews of him when he was doing the press tour for Elvis. He would talk like, and he would sound like Elvis, but he would, and then they would ask him to do the Elvis voice. Then he would put it on. But then when he did the acceptance speech, it seemed like he started with the Elvis voice and just kept going with it.
I started with it. I'm just going to.
Yeah. Is he going to be like that forever? Because that's gonna be
hard, because if you're gonna be put in a box as an actor, well, you know, and you want more roles, right?
Might be award winning, right? If you're gonna be put in,
you know, who's award winning? Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, Stifler's mom.
She won for. Yeah, Stifler's mom.
Dude,
she won for Best Supporting Actress for The White Lotus. And can I just say that I mean, like, her personality in general is just a gem, you know.
Did you see her when she said the Oscar speech goes to?
No way.
No, she was giving an award and she said the Oscar goes to, oops, I mean the Emmy, or the Golden Globe. Oh, no,
Golden Globe.
No, she said the Emmy goes to, or no, I think Oscar. And then she said, oh, sorry, I meant the Golden Globes.
Yeah. That's so funny. And I feel like if that happened, it would, you know, it would only Jennifer Coolidge would pull it off. But last night, her acceptance speech was just so full of her character. And I felt like she was a little tipsy. Just a little.
I could see it.
I know. And I feel like that's the energy that I want in my life 24/7. So it was pretty cool.
I've heard great. I mean, Lecce fans, you should let me know. I've heard great things about White Lotus. But I haven't taken the time to watch it. It seemed interesting. I read like the synopsis. I think it's like people at like a resort called the White Lotus, and there's like storylines, but I can't figure out how that could make for a compelling show over like multiple seasons. So just let me know why I should watch it or not, or why we should watch it rather.
Maybe it's because of Jennifer Coolidge.
Maybe her best role ever though, Cinderella Story. She played the evil stepmother.
Oh yeah,
evil godmother.
Stepmother.
That iconic.
Did you forget about Legally Blonde?
Legally Blonde. Oh yeah, she was the friend. Huh? She was a friend.
Ben and Snap. But okay, last one, and because you know that I'm not really a big fan of Game of Thrones,
right?
But for the best drama series, House of Dragon won.
Really?
The nominees were Better Call Saul, The Crown, Ozark, and Severance.
You know, Better Call Saul, I feel like gets disrespected at award shows. I keep seeing people like petition, like Bob Odenkirk and I forgot the name of the girl, in the movie or in the show, but like they haven't really been winning for that show. And I find it surprising because Breaking Bad won everything. And I thought Better Call Saul was a better show. So I'm just surprised that it hasn't really won anything. Like,
so it hasn't won at, you know, as when it came out. It
I don't think it's won anything big. I think.
But I could be wrong,
but I know Bob Odenkirk specifically hasn't won anything for his role in Better Call Saul. And I think he deserves something because he's so good in that show. But House of the Dragon, congratulations. I'm never going to watch you, but congratulations.
Same
House
year.
House of the Dragon. I should give Game of Thrones a chance. But, you know, everyone keeps saying the last season fucked it all up. Why would I do that?
Dude, you won't even get to the last season because the first episode, is just like, it's so long.
I fell asleep when you said first episode.
Oh. I know. It was like, it was so long. It was so complicated right away. And I'm like, man, this isn't for my, you know,
there's so many factions in that. Like, you know, like the House of Stark is the main one. And then they add like I keep saying snow zombies. People always say there's snow zombies in the show. Like,
White Walkers?
The White Walkers.
White Walkers, right.
And then there's like the National Guard or whatever. I forgot the name. You know, the one that watches the wall. That's all they do.
Wall Watchers. Yeah. Wall Watchers.
The Wall Watchers, right? I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
But check out the winners. I know Eddie Murphy won some sort of achievement award. And he had a funny joke aimed towards the Will Smith incident.
Was it the Cecil B. DeMille Award?
Cecil B. DeMille Award, yeah.
Right.
And
was it Oprah? Wasn't it Oprah?
Oprah what? Who won
Oprah
the award?
Won that award.
Did she win it? Maybe she won it before. I don't know. But Eddie Murphy
won
it.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, just check out the the full list of winners. I mean, there's a lot more miniseries and stuff if you want to go check that out. Shall we wapow?
Wapow.
Right,
are we going to go Charleston Keith?
Let's do that, man. Charleston Keith. Okay. So you've been off TikTok for a month.
It's so weird because I have not seen a single headline, even anybody talking about it on my timeline.
Really?
And as soon as we talked about it, like there a couple of minutes ago, it's on my timeline, dude.
There
it's there.
There it is.
Fuck. Yeah. And it's actually an update on what happened originally.
Right,
but
right.
Tell us about what happened originally.
Okay. So a TikTok teen posted on her, her name is Zoe Gabrielle. She's from Singapore, if I'm not mistaken. And she posted a video on TikTok thanking her dad for giving her her first luxury bag. Those were the words that she used. And it was a Charles and Keith bag, which are not cheap, huh? By the way, Charles and Keith.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of pricey. Although, I mean, if you're going to compare it to like maybe Gucci or Prada or Louis Vuitton, obviously it's not as expensive, blah, blah, blah. And there were trolls in the comments section kind of attacking.
You mean people who are jealous?
Jealous, yeah. Or just feeling themselves too much. Who were saying like, you know, that's not luxury. Or who's going to tell her? Like, so she posted a response video. And in the video, she's saying like, my family didn't have a lot. We couldn't buy things as simple as bread from Bread Talk. And Bread Talk is you know, I forgot Bread Talk exists outside of here. I think it's originally Singaporean, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bread Talk.
I think so.
Yeah. So she was just saying, you know, when we first moved to Singapore and your comments show about like how ignorant you seem because of wealth, blah, blah, blah. And then because of this viral video and you know, they were a lot of people were impressed regarding her response to the bashers and including the team from Charles and Keith. So,
oh yeah, oh.
So the spokesman for Charles and Keith said in an email, "Our heart really went out to Zoe, but we were so impressed with how gracefully she handled the situation, displaying wisdom far beyond her years and values that resonate with us greatly." So it was cool. They haven't said if they're going to sponsor any bags for her or collaborate, but a lot of the supporters are all for it, which I think would make a great fuck you to the haters. Yeah,
I know. I think okay, so the news that popped up out of my timeline just now, it says here that Charles and Keith invites the TikTok teen to meet its founders and to tour the brand's headquarters.
Ooh.
Dude. Shit. That's it. That's the start of a brand deal there.
Dude, you know what? Rika, I had my first luxury meal at Jollibee. And it was a one-piece chicken, right? And, you know, people are saying it's not luxury, but I think it is.
I know.
Right? So I need invited by the... Who owns Jollibee?
People need to get their ass out of their... No, their head out of their ass.
That's true. Or their ass out of their head, you know?
Or their ass... I know. We don't know.
Started, right?
But, you know... But I feel like a lot of these people... who are commenting like this, I guess, maybe are peers. I'm thinking they're also like the same age or maybe a little bit younger. Because, I mean, like, that's just so petty, but we don't know. Right now on the internet, anybody could be, you know, commenting.
Like, what kind of asshole takes the time out of their day to like...
I know.
Even if you're... Because I'm thinking, right, if you're super rich, you wouldn't give a fuck, right? If you can't afford it, that's more... I don't understand, like, who would, like, the people who sent those comments, like, what is their play? Because if they're jealous, does that mean that they also can't afford it?
I'm really just trying to think that these are like teenagers as well. These are teenagers, you know, these are people who don't know better. And because that kind of language and that kind of, you know, like the words that they use, who's going to tell her? It's very teenager.
True. I've never said that in my life.
You know, do you get me? It's I feel like it's like that type of people who are just, you know, they don't know better and they feel like they're being funny online. I'm not trying to defend them. Obviously, it's you know, it's not good to comment like that. It's just that I'm trying to understand, like, if an adult would actually do this, would actually say these things.
It could
have been started by, let's say, a teenager, but then people kind of just like piled on, right?
Possible.
But yeah, now she's invited to tour the brand's headquarters, and I love Charles and Keith. I like their stuff, and I would love to tour the headquarters. That would be amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, they have like tiny bags there that I really, really like.
Yeah. And I mean, it's a popular amazing. Brand.
And it is. And actually, the bag is priced at $79.90. So that's $80. $80 bucks, 4,000 pesos. Right? $80 is not it's a lot. It's a lot for somebody, you know, for a teenager even. Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a
really nice bag too.
It's a nice brand. I see stuff there sometimes when we walk by, when Marissa and I walk by there, and she's like, I love this bag. I love it. And then we went one time and she couldn't find it. She was sad for like the whole week. I can't find it. Oh, it's not I know. There
feeling like they do rotations pretty easily with seasons. Well, it's fast, I'm guessing.
Fashion, right? I mean,
yeah, it is.
Actually, all even high luxury, whatever, right? Like they don't they disappear? Like, I know they have iconic signature, like I think Louis Vuitton has like a signature bag kind, but even those signature ones disappear. Like even Nike, like for example, Jordans, like they always release.
Yeah.
That's why there's always a huge line, right? Because people buy them because they're in limited quantities. It rotates early, I think.
Like, so yeah, just, you know, what this is a reminder for us to be a little nicer on the internet, especially with what's happening, you know, a little nicer to people who can or can't afford onions, right?
Yeah, all the people that say you wear Crocs, come on, give it to me so I can meet the founders of Crocs and Sonux, man. Dude, you know, I don't care, but you know, because I kept posting it, and I'm telling you, the people that made fun of me before, I see them posting sponsored deals with Crocs. I don't have a sponsored deal with Crocs. The fuck? I don't have any sponsorship with Crocs, but all the people that did not like my Crocs, they you know what I mean? Like, I would wear it, whatever, and then it'd be like, why are you wearing those? They're posting on their Instagram now. They have Crocs.
Come on, Lecce fans.
They got the gibbets and everything. Fucking, come
guys,
on. Come on.
Galit na siya sa gibbets.
Come on.
Nagagalit na siya over gibbets, okay?
Come on now. Come on, Crocs.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Wapow, wapow.
Wapow.
All right, let's talk about the onion situation. So if you love onion rings, tough luck for you if you're in the Philippines. As of January 9th, so 3 days ago as of this recording, the record high for red and white onions were sold for as high as 600 pesos per kilogram. Or if you don't want to do it in pounds, $5 per pound. Based on the Agricultural Department's monitoring of Manila area market prices. 600 pesos per kilogram.
Dude.
That's a lot. I mean, I don't know how much you love onions, because onions are a staple in a lot of dishes. I mean, maybe a Filipino.
Especially in the especially in the Philippines.
Adobo usually has onions. I mean, everything.
Everything.
Does adobo have onions? Am I wrong?
I don't think so.
Okay, but maybe I'm not.
You could put onions. You can put onions in anything.
I was just trying to make a statement.
Sinigang. Sinigang.
Beefsteak. Meron mo sa beefsteak?
Oh, it's key. You can't make beefsteak without onions, dude.
Diba? Oh, kakain ka sa 8 cuts, diba? Anong side mo? Onion rings.
Onion rings.
Oh, diba?
Dude.
It's obvious I don't cook, but I know that onions are a big deal in Filipino cuisine, okay? So
it is.
It's pretty insane. Three times.
I don't know how that happened. And why onions?
It's just a shortage, you know. I don't really like, if you look into the whole event, it's like supply chain thingies. According to this article, there's like global inflation was a big cause due to things like the war, the Russia war, supply chain snags, weather events, and put a strain on food prices everywhere. But then I was looking, someone posted and like a picture of all the prices of onions in different parts of the world. It's surprising that here it's just so much higher. I mean, it went up everywhere, but it's higher. So it's the Agricultural Department, according to the article, saying that they're failing to make accurate supply projections despite warnings last year. So it's a lot of logistics, I think, is the reason why there's a shortage here. It's something beyond world events that are out of our control. It's more of like it could have probably been prevented had there been better planning. That's my understanding of the situation.
Wait a minute. So does this mean that all of our onions are imported?
You know what?
I
don't know.
Because I feel like that would be a solution. I know it's not as simple as that, but could be like a part of the solution that if we make our own onions here. But I don't know if it's like, if it's even possible with our climate. It's
feasible,
it's feasible or possible with our climate. So yeah, I don't know. But yeah, they did say that they're going to be importing yellow and red onions to arrive before January 27. So that's going to be maybe 2 more weeks without onions, man. Yeah. Sorry.
It reminds me of the potato. The potato. Remember when fries were, they stopped selling BFF fries and stuff. It's kind of like that. I feel like there's just, it's world events plus logistics issues. Onion. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. It's a good question. I mean, we have soil here. Like onions grow on the ground, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure. Not like
they grow.
They're not like in a branch. They don't like grow from the like a
tree.
Can you imagine like an apple?
Like you can just like that's a stupid thing to say, JC. Right? Onions don't grow from trees.
Sorry for laughing so hard at that. It's just I can imagine.
They look like. I mean, they have an apple shape.
Yeah, they do. They do. Kinda. It's just that they have like roots and stuff.
Right.
It's a root crop, right?
You know what?
You know what? We should stop.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's so funny because so they also say that it's about climate change as well, which you know, it happens everywhere. Yeah. It makes sense. And then at the end of this this article that I'm reading, this is from NPR, they said, you know, one point of solace, eggs in the Philippines are cheaper than they are elsewhere.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, I mean,
I'll take eggs over.
I guess. I mean,
you know, I honestly, as much as onions are a big thing, I could live without onions.
Yeah, I think there are.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, there are a lot of dishes that you can actually do away with an onion.
Yeah.
But like, let's say bistek. I don't think it's Yeah, I don't think
it'd
I'll
be
accept.
Weird without onions there.
Yeah, right? I think I'll accept.
But I could I mean, the vegetables I could live without, like ampalaya, could be gone forever. I wouldn't miss it.
Really?
Garlic, I know garlic's
no,
a huge thing.
No.
Like with seasoning and stuff, but I could live without garlic, man.
No way. You know what? I feel like I could live without onions, but not garlic. Garlic is just... On yeah, another
garlic
level,
is, like
it's
garlic
too
is
important
above onions
for me.
In the tier of vegetables, 100%.
Yeah.
Onions is like in the middle, right? Potatoes has got to be up top. Like, I love potatoes.
Like, I feel like there would be other vegetables, you know,
yeah,
preceding onions.
Just basically, I felt the burn when potatoes were gone, like low in supply. Like, I felt the burn.
Grabe.
I couldn't get my BFF
fries.
Hindi ko na makashake-shake fries na maayos. But onion, I mean, onion rings.
Medyo salat yung nasa bag ko. Parang hindi madami yung fries.
Do you see the meme, by the way, na ano? Uy, amoy mayaman to, tas amoy ano, sibuyas pala. That's like the joke. That's like the joke going out right now. So, any more thoughts on the onion sitch here?
Well, hopefully it does get better and everything, you know, normalizes soon. And I think that's it.
Okay.
Wapow.
Wapow. All right, let's talk about Donna Lynn and her insensitive back to work post, which I think she has since apologized for. But let's talk about the original post. You have it up, or like what she said, or just the snippets of it?
I have it on my phone.
Okay.
But do you have it?
I do not. But while you look that up, a little context about it is that after the new year, Donna Lynn posted, I believe, on her social media pages, I think mainly her Facebook page, a post saying kind of, it's like a text post talking about how people are complaining about going back to work, but instead of complaining, they should be thankful because they have a job,
so basically,
et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, basically, she's saying, bakit may sad dahil back to work na? Di ba dapat masaya kayo kasi may chance ka na pagandahin yung buhay mo? Dapat grateful ka kasi may work ka. And if it makes you happy, I hope you find a job that will. And then, obviously, that original post got a lot of flack for her. But then she proceeded to post another one to defend herself and actually prove that what people are going through, she also went through, which is a little bit out of touch, to be honest, because it's kind of like generalizing and kind of like, parang feeling ko medyo na pigeonhole siya on what hardships are, quote unquote, because obviously what she went through are also hardships, but it's not what everybody is going through. And baka yun yung naisip niya na kung paano yung paghihirap niya, yun din yung paghihirap ng iba. So anyway, she proceeded to post another one defending herself with photos of herself on like the jeep, yung mga chat sa kanya na parang nahihirapan siya, wala pa siyang tulog, and kind of like the hustle culture, basically, which again did not sit well with people. But at the same time, I feel like this is something that it's important to talk about, but not major. That means a lot of memes came out of it, and even people calling her Saint Donna Lynn Bartolome. No, parang, you know what I mean? Like, kind of just making fun of her, because I guess actually that's one of the, like, the beauty, that's one of, like, the beauties of the internet, that if it's not that serious, you can make a meme out of it, but it's still important to talk about, obviously.
Yeah.
So for me, actually, I feel like originally she was probably coming from a good place, but it just did not come out well. You know, like I said, parang feeling ko na pigeonhole niya yung paghihirap niya. Feeling niya, yun din yung pinagdadaanan ng mga ibang tao.
I feel that as well. Yeah. Because the overall post, like the first post, I wasn't super offended by it. You know what I mean? I read it. And I was like, that's kind of a weird thing to say. But at the same time, I was like, I don't think she's like malicious. You know, I just felt out of touch. And as you said, she kind of cornered herself she made herself the bad guy by writing.
Yeah, and actually she also made herself kind of like if I went through this, you guys can go through with it as well. When in fact, you know, we all have our own privileges, and I guess what she failed to kind of acknowledge is her privilege. You know, yeah. she's a YouTuber with probably like parang middle class family, yung ganon, na parang meron pa din namang kind of a step up with some people in our society who actually have nothing despite gaano pa sila kasipag.
Yeah.
Diba? Kasi when opportunities are not there, you know, it's not presented to you. Kahit gaano ka pa kasipag, diba? Yeah, there, obviously, I'm not saying in general.
Post where she said, like, if ayaw ninyo yung trabaho ninyo, sana makahanap kayo ng bago. Which, which makes sense. Like, I get the sentiment behind it. Like, I wouldn't want anyone working at a job that they don't like. But at some, but you have to also acknowledge that some people have no choice, or at least have no say in the matter, or maybe they don't have the skills or the education to find that dream job of theirs. And that's where kind of the issue lies. But her,
at saka, alam mo,
I get it.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, I feel like it also struck a nerve with people who are currently going through something, because there are people who took it in a positive way on, obviously, maybe because they're in a good place in, you know, in their life, that financially.
I can see it being a motivational thing for some people.
It could be. It could be. But can you imagine, let's say, you just got fired from a job that you actually don't like, and you're the breadwinner, wala nang makain yung pamilya mo, and then you see these kinds of posts saying na parang, eh kung hindi ka happy, eh di umanap ka na ng trabaho na maganda or something like that. Na parang, it's kind of saying na, whenever you approach someone when you're depressed or when you're sad, saying actually I'm not in a good place, sasabihin lang nila sa'yo, wag ka nang ano, wag ka nang malungkot, okay lang yan. It's kind of the same thing.
I think so too. I agree with that 100%. Yeah.
Because it's something that kind of like invalidates people, feel like, what's happened.
Which was the big problem with that. So, yeah.
And then on top of that, she posted photos kind of defending herself. Na ako din na parang, parang nag-hustle ako, nahirapan din ako. Which, by the way, I don't discredit, because honestly, she is like hustling hard for her money, you know?
She's doing well for herself, because I feel like that's not an easy, because what I was going to say earlier was, there are a lot of people attacking her current like job, or like she's a blogger or whatever. Ang hirap kaya gawin yun, no? I know like influencers and stuff get a lot of flack for, oh, tina mo, picture ka lang and binabayaran ka. Which I get why people are upset at that. But to get to that point, especially if you're self-made, I mean, I don't know if Donnelly meron siyang nepotism or whatever, if she's a nepo baby. I don't think so, right? I think she made it off of her skills and talent of doing whatever she was doing to get big in the industry.
I think career-wise she made it from her, from scratch talaga. But I think she has, she's from a well-off family, I think.
I don't know her family background, but that besides the point, her talent, people like her talent. I mean, she has millions of followers because of people like what she does, whether it be her vlogging, actually, I'm a fan of some of her songs. I'm not going to lie to you.
I know, really, ako gusto ko yung OMO on my own.
That's a good song.
Dude, gusto ko yun.
That's a banger song.
It's a banger, dude. You have to listen to it. But that's the thing. I mean, like, ikaw ba, can you kind of like separate the attitude of the artist from their music?
Oh, yeah. 100%. No problem. I mean, unless they do something super evil. Because this is not evil. Like, what she did was not evil. It's out of touch. It's not a good look, per se. But she's not hurting anyone physically, or like, it's just it's maybe hurtful words, and very out of touch and not very sensitive, but it like we were saying, it I think it was coming from a place that meant well. It's just not it's just dumb. But she's not a bad person. I don't think she's a bad person.
Yeah. I think this requires, a conversation probably with her. Hopefully somebody did. Somebody kind of like shed light to her. Na parang, baka pwede tayo mag-PR slide. Yung parang mag-PR, ano tayo, meeting.
I feel like she needs to hire a new PR man.
Yeah, she probably needs to. Because her thoughts are there. You know, she's coming from a good place. Maybe she just needs a PR to kind of like put it into good words, because whatever you say on the internet, and especially because you have a big following, you have that sort of responsibility.
It's very Andrew Tate. Are you familiar with Andrew Tate?
Yeah, Andrew Tate.
Right. It's a very Andrew Tate-esque kind of thing, because Andrew Tate, he's very, there's like a lot of toxic masculinity stuff in his videos, but there are some videos that he's made which kind of are like, you know what, man, the man is speaking facts. The man is speaking facts sometimes. Obviously, I don't agree with a lot of the, he does some illegal shit. See, that's where it, like, he does illegal shit. That's where I draw the line, right? But if he was just problematic in some of the things that he said, there's some videos where I'm like, yeah, you know what? You're fat because you eat a lot of junk food. That makes sense. You know,
but
I get it.
You know what?
You're right.
Can I just say something? I feel like that's also some sort of, like, I feel like that's also a little bit dangerous nowadays. Na parang feeling ko, that could be a formula that people take. Na parang you can say awful stuff as long as you also say stuff that are, you know, that makes sense.
Makes sense.
Parang na feeling ko na erase yung mga sinabi niya before about rape culture, you know, misogyny and everything. Na parang, is it because you're saying things that make sense as well and are also motivational? Uh-huh. And you get away with saying all these awful, racist, misogynistic shit
online. Yeah, that's where the
problem exists now. Diba? I mean, it's such a weird relationship. Because it's the same thing that's happening with Donalyn. Na parang, you know, she did go through this and she is motivational, but she gets away with other awful stuff.
Hence, that's where the PR comes in. That's it. Like that's all she needs. She just needs to get the good stuff out and keep the other stuff to herself, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
keep your mouth shut. Among your close circle of friends. That's it. Just keep it, you know, say it with your friends. You know, the friends that you can trust. Hopefully she has friends that she can trust.
And they won't use it for clout, right?
That happens too, right? This happened before. We talked about it before.
Oh yeah,
yung kay Anna,
definitely.
Yung kay Zainab, diba? She said things in private, and then the other I forgot his fucking name, but the influencer guy shared the screenshot. Like that's fucked up, man.
Right? Yeah, that's fucked up. But to be fair, naman talaga, like I don't know. You know what? Honestly, at this point in my life, I don't know how to feel about hustle culture, but I do know that she does hustle quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, I remember getting out of RX one time and she was promoting one of her songs. When I was getting out of the office, biglang there's like this tiny girl who was running from the elevator asking, "Send me RX," and like with a backpack and everything.
I was there that morning too.
Yeah, remember? Tapos sabi ko, pasok ko lang dyan, somebody's gonna let you in and stuff like that. And then when I was in the elevator, I was like, "Teka lang. Wait lang ah. Parang pinili kasi Donalyn yun." So, you know, like she does everything herself. She doesn't have a team or whatever. I'm sure she has, but day she didn't.
Mm.
But you know what I mean? Na parang in that way, I feel like I don't want to discredit her hustle, but at the same time, it's just everything that like her messaging is just a little bit wrong.
Yeah. So, yeah, they just need to reform the image. She needs to. But also, I mean, not just the image for the sake of image, but she also has to think about reforming herself in that sense. But there's a lot of, I mean, there's good that comes from her thoughts. Like, you know what I mean? Like her motivational, that aspect, she can stick with. Just the rest of it, she needs to change or like learn.
Oh, rebrand. Ano lang
rebranding,
tayo?
Rebranding lang yan.
Okay.
Rebranding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. So any more thoughts on Donalyn? I mean, she did post an apology-ish.
Yeah.
Whether you want to accept it or not, it's up to you guys. But
I think when it comes to these issues, it's just the way to go around it is to just talk about it.
Yeah,
you know, no need to put down a person in any way, kahit sino pa yan. But to have a healthy conversation with your peers, diba? Mm-hmm. Why not talk about it with your family, with your friends?
Mm-hmm.
Na parang, because everybody goes through this. Everybody goes through ups and downs in their lives, and it's up to us how we talk about it.
Yeah. Because like the main point of her saying, like, if you don't like your job, find another one. If it applies to you, it's good. It's good advice. If you have the opportunity to do so. I feel like when I read that, I was like, you know, if I read that back in the day, because there is this Chris Pratt post way back in the day that was like, he posted about kind of a long day of filming for like 20 plus hours.
And I remember this.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And then the post was something like, you know, I never had a plan B. Like, this was all I was ready to do. If she made it more of like that, where I love my job now and I would never give it up for anything else. I hope you find something that will
the same,
that same, then that way that would be a better, other than if hindi mo gusto, then umalis ka na. That kind of doesn't give the right thing. Like, it doesn't apply to everyone. But the fact that if you said, I hope you find a job that you will never make, that will always be, there will never be a plan B. You can't say anything wrong about that. How can you complain about something like that? You can't, right?
So somebody just being grateful for their job.
If Donna Lynn said, I love my job and I hope that one day you find something that will give you the same happiness.
Yeah.
Then there would be no issue.
And look, here's the thing. I mean, like, for some people that you might, when you listen to this, you might think that, oh, this is so petty, it's so nitpicking. But the fact is, you know, words hold meaning, words hold power. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just a change in how your messaging is or like the words that you use can really make a difference.
Tayo na lang kayo mag-PR kay Donna Lynn, no? Apply tayo. Halo-halo show incorporated PR services.
Oh my God, that would be amazing to get her on the show though. Like, to actually talk about it with her. Kasi I'm sure she has some insight.
Yeah.
Pero we also have some insight.
Baka mabash tayo.
Mabash tayo.
We have to consult with our PR team. Is this a good move on our part?
Right? But I'm just saying, like, even not her per se. Like, let's say somebody who also has an opinion with hustle culture.
Yeah.
Or is in there already.
Truth.
Yeah. So there we go.
That's the podcast for today. Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you for sticking with us. So we are going to continue. I don't know when we're going to ever move to season 5. Maybe middle of the year. I think I forgot when we switched seasons. It's just been
when it's our anniversary, September.
I don't know, man. I really don't.
Nagulat nga ako na parang season 4 na pala.
Season 4, man.
Yeah.
So yeah, just thank you to everyone. Please tell your friends about us. And one thing that we're trying to do, we'd never really push for it, is to get you to rate us 5 stars on Spotify. Please. If you made it this far, I'm sure, I hope you enjoyed it. If you made it this far and you didn't enjoy it, I don't know what you were doing. You could have hit pause anytime. You could just go play a song. You're probably on Spotify. Yeah. Everything's on there. So
I know.
If you made it this far, and if you haven't given us 5 stars, it would be greatly appreciated. Anything else you want to plug, Rika G?
Rate us 5 stars. It's easy. It's free. And please join our Facebook group. It's the Halala Show Leche Fam on Facebook. So it's a group and you can interact with, you know, with other Leche fans. And, email us whatever you want to email us. It's the Halala Show at gmail.com.
All right. Okay? And, we'll be back next week and see you all then. And let's do the extra song.
Do 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 do.
Halala Show.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.